In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. Things are not always what they appear to be. We see with our eyes what appears on the surface, but God sees within. We sometimes see what we expect to see, rather than keeping our eyes and our hearts open. But God knows what is there, and we can rely on God to know and to nurture. God sees potential that remains hidden to human beings. It makes me think of proofreading. When I was ordained a deacon, there were two of us being ordained together in that service. It was in the Diocese of Fort Worth, and the two of us were responsible for putting together the worship booklet for the service. We spent a lot of time planning and then creating and editing the booklet, making sure all of the music and all of the text was correct and laid out properly. We proofread that book multiple times. Then each of our rectors proofread the booklet, and then the diocesan secretary proofread the booklet, and then the canon to the ordinary reviewed it and approved it, and the booklet went to print. Then early on the day of the ordination service, I handed the booklet to my son Ian, who was a college student at the time, and he fanned through the pages, taking about 5 seconds to look at it, and he looked at me and said, "Don't we normally sing the doxology after the offertory?" Well, the answer to that was yes, we did, and it had been left out of the booklet. We had all seen what we were focused on. We saw what was there for us to see, not what we could not see. God is always that fresh set of eyes when it comes to seeing into our hearts, knowing that which is hidden. God does not see the way human beings see. We learn about this in both of our lessons today. In the lesson from 1 Samuel, we heard the story of the Lord sending Samuel out to anoint a new king of Israel. The Lord sends Samuel to meet with Jesse and then tells him that he will select one of the sons of Jesse. So Jesse parades 7 of his strong, tall sons in front of Samuel. And when none of them are chosen, Samuel asks Jesse if he's certain that he has presented all of his sons. And Jesse says, "Well, yes, there's one more, but he's the youngest, and he's been left out in the field to tend the sheep." Well, somebody had to tend the sheep. And it seemed obvious to Jesse that God would not choose the youngest son to be the king of Israel. So Samuel tells Jesse to bring him in, and sure enough, when David, the least of the sons, has been presented, the Lord tells Samuel to anoint him as the new king. The Lord had told Samuel that he does not see as mortals see. They look on outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Now, we're told that David was good-looking and had beautiful eyes, but the Lord looked into his heart. Though David was the smallest, the youngest of all the sons of Jesse, he was the one chosen to be king of Israel, and David did magnificent things. Now, David was human, and in time he made some poor choices, he broke some commandments, but that's for another sermon on another day. In our gospel lesson today, we get not one but two parables about seeds and growing. Jesus tells the parables, and then Mark tells us that Jesus did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything to the disciples in private. Parables generally are stories to help us understand something complicated or mysterious, a big concept or a truth. They're stories that take something commonplace and put it alongside something that is hard to understand, leading us to greater understanding. But in the two parables today, there are many opportunities to wonder about the meaning. Both parables begin with the kingdom of God, so we know that we're trying to understand what the kingdom of God is like, or maybe kind of like. And they both use seeds in the mystery of growth and life. The first parable, the parable of the scattered seeds, tells us the kingdom of God is as if someone scatters the seeds and then the seeds mysteriously grow and the sower does not know why or how. Maybe this parable tells us that as disciples of Jesus, we need to scatter the seeds of God's word, scatter the good news of the gospel, and then let go of any delusions about control over how the kingdom grows. In another way, it seems to say that the kingdom of God will grow without us doing anything. It says that the earth produces of itself, meaning the growth happens automatically, with no help from us. And then the person goes in with the sickle when the grain is ripe and the harvest has come. The harvest is a common metaphor for judgment by God, by Jesus. So then, is the person sowing the seeds and going in with the sickle for the harvest Jesus or the disciples? There are many layers of meaning and plenty of mystery in this short parable. But as we struggle through those layers trying to understand, it is comforting to remember that after speaking in parables, Jesus explained everything to his disciples in private. This makes me think they also were struggling to understand. The second parable we heard today, the parable of the mustard seed, is one that is very well known. Jesus said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God?" He says that the mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds, grows to be the greatest of all shrubs. Now, we know that Jesus was exaggerating there. The mustard seeds are definitely not the smallest seeds out there, and the mustard plants are shrubs, but not huge shrubs, not strong, tall trees. Jesus could have used a metaphor like the great cedar tree, but he used a scrappy shrub. His audience would have known that he was making a greatly exaggerated statement here. They would have known that the mustard shrubs were not the greatest of all shrubs and that they didn't have the smallest of all seeds. Even though they may have many good uses, they also grow like weeds, and unchecked, they can take over a garden. But maybe that was the point. His audience might have laughed and said, "Yeah, we get it. The kingdom of God might start out small, but will grow and expand. And like that mustard plant that we just can't get rid of, the kingdom of God is unstoppable." In our lessons today, we learned that the kingdom of God is both here now and yet to come, like the seed with the hidden potential. We learned that God sees what is hidden to our eyes. God sees the potential. The kingdom of God is mysterious and hard to understand, and it will grow with God's grace, with all the strength and speed of an unwanted weed in your garden. What is clear, though, in all of the mystery is that Jesus has called all of his disciples, all of us, to help scatter the seeds of faith, to share the gospel. We do not see everything that is happening inside those seeds as they grow, but we can be sure that God knows. Where do you scatter your seeds of faith? As you go about your daily and weekly activities, do you sometimes hesitate to share your faith because you're not sure how it will be received or if it will grow? Or maybe that person you encounter and pass by is not the kind of person you think would fit in at church. The truth is, though we can only see with our eyes, we can only know with our senses, the rest is faith. God knows what potential is there. God knows that which is hidden from us. We are called to be faithful, to share the gospel, to help scatter those seeds of faith, and to be amazed as the kingdom of God grows before us, both here now and yet to come. Let us pray. God of faithful surprises, throughout the ages, you have made your love and power known in unexpected ways and places. May we daily perceive the joy and wonder of your abiding presence and offer our lives in gratitude for our redemption. Amen.